to thank you, Papa Joe and all the team for the wonderful worship, and yeah, we thank God. And I thank God also for my papa, the leadership of this church, Pastor Ben, to give me the privilege and then to stand here, not to speak anything, but to speak the word of God. Not a university, not a psychology, not any experience, but to speak the word of God. Amen. That's why we are mandated to stand, to speak it freely, because it's a time to you and I to receive the word and to put it in our heart and our mind and to walk accordingly by the will of God. It's not about anything. We greet all of you, even those who you are right now here with the us connected by the Spirit. We love you. All the corners in Queensland and in the general Australia, everywhere in the world. We know that you love us, and then we know that you pray with us, and then keep praying, because time to you and I to pray. As we pray here, you also keep praying. Where you are, I don't know which denomination you are, but one thing is you pray, and they keep your heart and the mind connected by the Holy Spirit. Let us to stand. If you have your Bible, please, we are going to raise our Bibles up. Those who have Bible, raise your Bible. Just, I say Bible like mine. Just raise it up, not to be ashamed. Put your Bible up. This is our weapon. Everywhere we are going, we need to have it. It's a spiritual. Raise it up. That's your armor. That's the thing you will fight. Keep it like that. And then those who have their Bible in the phone, okay, you have mercy. Raise it up. Raise your phone up. If you have it phone in the Bible phone, please, the mercy of God is with you. God will love you. Raise your iPad phone. That is your Bible. Put it up. Not raise, not put it down, just put it up. Not to be tired. The rest of the hands is empty. Among here, if you know that you not to pray, raise the empty hand up. If you know that you not to pray, raise your hand up. If you know to pray. Not to see if I will put now you also, you follow me now. Just do what you feel in your spirit. Those who knows to pray, not to be ashamed, put your hand up. Those who knows to pray. Those who knows to pray, the conviction of the Holy Spirit is with you. Keep it in your mind what you say. Put your hand down, those who knows to pray. Put down your hand. Down. Those who don't know to pray, put your hands up. Those who don't know to pray, not to be ashamed, if you don't know to pray. Oh, this This church is lovely. Everybody knows to pray. Father, we say thank you. Father, I say just thank you for all the hands, Lord, put up to heaven. And you would say in the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, you say for us to focus to see the heavenly things. Father, we say thank you for the wonderful time, Lord, you give us. We praise you. We honor you. Father, the vocabulary we shall express is just, Father, thank you. Your name be holy. In Jesus' wonderful name, everybody shout and say, amen. We can give a mighty clap for our God and give a mighty clap for God and just shout the way you feel. You need just to shout the enemy where he is. When just you shout in praise, in prayer, even the demons, they run away. Where you are, just stand and clap and shout and give praise to Almighty God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my sister, the one who came to give the Holy Communion. I thank God because I was saying, God, what am I going to say? A lot of sermon I have from everywhere. We preach the gospel, Africa, up to Australia, Brisbane. I was saying, God, what exactly am I going to say to speak to your people? And then my father, the leadership of this church, Papa Ben, I greet you, Papa. I love you. I know you have with us in the prayer. Thank you for your support to this church and to keep to carry the burden. This job is not easy, Papa, but God be with you. The prayer. He said, yes, Papi, you don't know to pray. God challenged me. He challenged me. He said, Papi, you don't know to pray. But I thank God because you know to pray. I said, God, if I don't know to pray, teach me, show me. How can I pray? Most of people, they say the good prayer, you need to shout. Other people, they say the good prayer, you need to be quiet. Some people, they say, no, you need to jump. Sometimes they say, you need to do anything. Some people, they say the good prayer is when you break the things. When you scattered all the chairs. Each person has his version the way somebody pray. Somebody's judge say, no, you don't know to pray. I'm the one who knows to pray more than you. Your prayer is fake. Your prayer is not working. Mine is working. And then each person have his way think about the prayer. And then in the all you found that among all those people, nobody pray right. That's why Jesus is saying, none of them is pray for the righteousness. None of them. None of them. And then what did the Bible say? God is lies? God never lies. God's the truth. And then true. I said, Father, teach me. He started to teach me. He started to show me.
In Hebrew, the word prayer translation is just service. The prayer is a service. How do you want to take your prayer? Somebody take the prayer like a kung fu. Somebody pray the prayer like a yoga. Somebody pray. The prayer is a simple a service. It's not a magic. It's not a witchcraft, witchy doctor. No. It's just a service. Attend a service. Speak to God. That is prayer, is a service, supplication, invocation, oration, hymn, or prayer. Prayer is a common commandment of a God has commanded us to pray to him and to him alone, nobody else, him alone. That is prayer. In the time of distress, we must express our gratitude to God. And when it all goes well with us, we must still pray to God daily that he continue to show us his mercy and grant us our daily need. That is prayer. It's not a complication thing. It's not an agenda like the shopping list. No. You know, when my wife went to go to shopping and then he put some list, I'm going to buy barbecue, I'm going to buy this, I put it in this and then we'll go to buy. The prayer is not that. No. That is the human knowledge, human intellect is not the prayer. Prayer, from Hebrew to Latin, lehite palin, meaning just prayer. Prayer is to judge yourself. Judging yourself, not judging somebody, but yourself. That is a prayer. You are judging. You examining yourself. Most of the time in our prayer, we examine others. But we are not examining ourselves. That's why we fail in our prayer. That's why our prayer, the Holy Spirit, is not in. Why? Because our prayer is judging us, others, but not judging myself. That's why we can't see the power of the Holy Ghost. This is just an introduction, but I pray God to help me to finish it early. Because God, as he kicked my head, he said, Papi, you need to keep time. God has corrected me, and then I love the correction, and that we need to submit to God. Where you can't, but you need to submit to God. It's obligation to obey God. You know, some us pastors are Africans, we preach for 24 hours without resting, and then it's a challenge when you start to pulpit to preach 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Is a big challenge. You need to help me for prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer is to judge yourself. The church is not developing all the world. The church, the spirit of a prayer is dead way. The things that our prayer is judgmental to others, not to us.
is the challenge problem we have a church. And then us, the servant, we suffer. You preach until you are down in the pressure. The sharing for today is different, my brothers and sisters. Oh, thank you, Father. In the vision of Jacob, our father, saw a vision. In that vision, he saw an angel from down. He was going to heaven. Up, and they come down. Up, and they come down. And then he asked God, what does it mean? Our prayer, the first step, need to be high. We need our prayer to be higher. Not to lower, higher. Most of the time, our prayer is lower. Why? Because we doubt not to pray, even though we say we know, but the church, we don't know to pray. Somebody say, you say sorry for that. I say, no, I can't say sorry for that. Nobody knows to pray. Is the word of a God. It challenged me. I know that your challenge is as well. Avoda is just a service. High level of a prayer from the Hebrew Latino, that's prayer, the high level of a prayer. And the Torah is a command us to serve God. I thank God. My sissy here talk about the heart. Our problem, most of the problem, is not the here. Is it here? It's not here. Most of the problem in churches in the world, all the world, in Africa, in America, in China, everywhere, the problem we have is not here. Is it here? That because here, there's a spirit of a snake inside. There's a spirit of a toto inside to not to go forward. Just to be not really pressed to go on. This teaching, I will ask this teaching to be a conference for 6 hours, but I'll cut it short. Because of the time, I will not enter deeper. Just take it easy. The heart. It is a prayer. In this sense, prayer is a meaning to purify our heart and our nature. A prayer is to make a request in a humble manner to address God in adoration, confession, supplication, and thanksgiving. There is a 4 types of prayer. Following by the traditional churches, highlight for basic element of a Christian prayer. 1, prayer of adoration means just a blessing. Prayer of a contribution, repentance. Prayer of a thanksgiving, gratitude. And a prayer of a supplication, petition,
or intercession. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. Matthew 6, 9 to 13. The word of God says, pray like it is, our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sin as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue, other version, they say, deliver us. But in my version, they say, rescue us from the evil one. Rescue us from the evil one. Mean that the evil is there also to contradict the believer, to contradict those who give their faith to God. They are there to discourage them to not go forward to pray. Enemies there. Enemies coming to say not to pray, not to pray, not to pray. Nobody can force you to pray. But the Bible says it's the command. That is Lord. It's not a ban. It's not anybody. It's the command of God. And then when we disagree, we disobey what the Bible, the word of God, how powerful I am a preacher who preach with the fire. But if I disobey one of this word, my serving God, he is for nothing. And then we need to speak this things really, speak it. And then we say we know to pray. Church, we don't know to pray. I don't know to pray. You don't know to pray. We needed to show that we know to pray. If you want to contradict me, follow me at my place. We sit for 24 hours to talk about these things. It's saying, forgive us our sin as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Somebody say he knows to pray, but he never forgives somebody. He pretended to God, oh, hallelujah. But in their heart, his prayer is he hates somebody. But he's in the church. In fact, he's still talking in his heart to somebody. He said, I'm not like him. Even if you're not like him, God say not love him, God love him the way he is. That is the type of the prayer the church is developing. That's why we are not seeing the Holy Spirit. That's why we think the Holy Spirit is manifested. Church, as we start the journey, there will be the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Most of you pray for miracle. Miracle will not happen when you hurt your heart. There's no word of God in your heart. There will be no big miracle. You'll look at miracle. You'll not see a miracle. Why? Because your heart is not yet connected by the Holy Spirit. When your heart will be connected with the Holy Spirit, when your heart is to be connected by the Holy Ghost, really, 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 the people, they will say, that is not you. In 2015-16, when I went to study the seminary theology in Africa, the professors, they showed me the way I can preach. And then I was trying to do it. That's the way they teach me. They show me, like, to respect myself, to honor myself. You need to be like in this position. You know, that is the theology. And
And then it was hard to me to follow all those things. I was a fail every time. They only cut my point because it was hard to me to follow all of those theology, to follow, I just suffer. And then it was hard. I finished the first, the second one, the third one. I said, no, I'm tired. I can't continue these things. Because you found there is a lot of rules. A lot of rules to follow. And then that's why the church, they have all those things. They try to follow the things. Now, flow by the Holy Spirit. Flow by the Holy Spirit. Leave the Holy Spirit to lead you to pray. Even though the people, they would say, look at this one. You see the way he's praying. Like he's a mad person. If I'm mad for Christ, I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. The church of God become like a statue. You know the statue? The statue, when you put a statue here, if you go, you found the statues there. It's not a move. Our prayer becomes statue. Our prayer, church, becomes statue. But we need to declare those things out. The heart and the mind of the people to be connected by the Holy Ghost. And then to be free to pray, to serve the Lord with all your energy. You know that we reserve our energy. Why? Because of our methodology of knowledge is directed us, not to the Holy Ghost. That's why when we're in the church, you know that we are more intelligent. You know that? We are so very intelligent. And that intelligent is to stop the Holy Spirit to come to react to do something. Our intellectual way took place. How? When I come to the prayer, I sit there, I observe somebody. I'm not connected by the prayer of the Holy Spirit, but I'm targeting somebody. But I pretend like I pray. But my eyes is to see somebody. When he did some mistake, you see now. He don't know, I know. You know nothing. You think you know? Shame. We say we know to pray. The Lord told me, Papa, you don't know to pray. Hey, God. In all Africa, the people, they know that I know to pray, but God, you say, I don't know to pray. Even in Australia, I went to Gold Coast. I went to Brisbane. What God did in that place. But God told me, Papa, you don't need to pray. If my time is ready, tell me, I will stop. I need to go. I will just go slowly. The one you receive, you receive. And then I finish and then I go, the rest is not me. The Holy Ghost will continue. I will go just slowly. If my time comes, man, tell me to go out. It's the prayer. These things, I need to speak it for 6 hours. Church, I need you to organize these things. We sit 6 hours to speak this thing. Please. I ask it by the power of the Holy Spirit. We sit 6 hours. You leave your job. You leave your appointment. You leave everything. You leave your traveling. You leave your children. You leave your wife. You leave everything. We leave everything. Let them come here full time. Not a casual. Church, the prayer become casual. The casual prayer, the Holy Spirit, he will never. We stay here 100 years. We shall be just like this. Statue. And then we need to say to the statue prayer, today, in Jesus' name, you go out. Holy Spirit, thank you. And don't let us here to the temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. The temptation, lot of temptation, not the temptation out to say to the church, but the temptation in the church. In the church, pastor with evangelist, evangelist with the deacon, deacon with the worshiper, worshiper with the Christian, in the church. We shall be just here like this, no Holy Ghost. We shall be singing, hallelujah, oh, beautiful worship, oh, yeah, nothing. When the Holy Spirit will start, you start to say, somebody crying, where he is, because it's connected by the Holy Spirit. You will find that somebody is praying. The leader will not touch him, but the place is sitting there. You will see somebody fell down. You ask, what is going on? Is he sick? No, he's not a sick. Not to call an emergency to come. Is he sick? No, he's a sick. Not a sick. He's the power of the Holy Ghost. He's working on him. These things you can't, living life, you can't see it until you start to understand to not to pray. You will look a miracle, you can't. That's why so many people, they follow the prayer for miracle in a lot of churches. Yourself, you are a miracle. The thing is that you can be connected with a God. You will see it happen to you. The people, they will start to, what is going on? They will start to talk. But the Holy Spirit is doing something to you. We need to know to pray. In Luke chapter 11, 1 to 2, once Jesus was in the certain place to pray, as he finished, one of his disciples came to him and they say, Lord, teach us to pray. Just as John taught his disciple, Jesus said, this is how you should pray. Our Heavenly Father. That is the simple prayer. You know that prayer, our Heavenly Father. The intellectual people in the world, they multiply to write the vocabulary with the books. And that the books, they say, take this book. That is the best prayer. You need to focus for that, to follow that prayer. That is wrong. That is wrong. And then you see somebody... You will say, wow, this is a wonderful prayer. Oh, I need every time to follow that this prayer. You will follow that prayer, but you will not follow the Holy Spirit. That's why I myself, you see me, I'm not read the books. Before, when I was in the world working as a journalist in my country, and doing the work of a tax collector in my country, usually I was loving to the books to read. But when I start, God show me these things, I'm not studying the books. You will give me books, I'll pretend like I'm reading, but it's not interested to me. I'm lost my time for nothing. I love to spend time through my Bible. Hallelujah. And then if you provoke me for the Bible, prepare yourself for 24 hours. We talk about the Bible. I'm serious. I tell you the truth. I'm serious. If you're a customer, come. If you're a professor for Bible, you're a teacher for the Bible, come with the puppy. We go here. We shall start with you here. The Bible says, they asked Jesus, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us to pray. As the disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray. As John the Baptist taught his disciples, meaning that there were some people they were teaching, taught how to pray. Not them, but the Holy Spirit was helping them. The problem is to give them time. We not give God time, we force God. Oh God, is it time? Let us go. You know, when just we started to say, I tell you, we spend the time for nothing. Somebody went to celebrate to a big festival. The person spent 12 hours, but he's not tired. He's just there, 12 hours. Imagine, the person is not tired. He's not even checking the time. But the wicked things as a church we have, just 2 hours only, not even 3 hours. Oh, my God. God help us. Luke chapter 4, 42 to 43. Early the next morning, Jesus went out to an isolated place. Isolated place. A hiding place to keep himself somewhere to pray. The crowd searched everywhere for him, and when they finally found him, they begged him not to leave them. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! They begged Jesus, Jesus, we are looking for you. Not leave us. Not going. We need you to be with us. We need to receive something in you. We need it. Lot of time. We chase the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, no, you go. We are tired. Go. And then the Holy Spirit leave us. We remain empty without the Holy Ghost. Hebrews 8:10-11. But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel. On that day, say the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind. Listen, he say, I will put my law in their mind and I will write them on their heart. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. He said, I only write the law in their heart. He said, I only write. Something is written in your heart. It will not remain statue in. It will come out in the manifestation. You can't tell me I'm praying. And then you tell me I'm praying. I will not believe you. What type of a prayer that? Our God is not a dead God. Our God is a living God. Our God is a speaker. He's a speak. He's a walker. He's a doing. Is he not a yoga? Is he not a kung fu? Where you sit? No, that is not our God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and the Jacob is a living God. Why they put a living light? Is it just a name? Is it just a name? When I try to see the name living light, I said, woo. God is a living. God is not a statue. God, he is not a statue. church. We took the church to become a statue. Is it like it's with you? If it's somebody, that's why today the people, they struggle to pray. Somebody was just like this. Somebody was just praying. Somebody was like this. It's told him to stop. Hey, you can't stop the Holy Ghost. You can't. When you are in the Holy Spirit, you can't look. It's you with him alone, not anybody else. If the people, they are judging you, they are judging him. That's the attitude of a prayer. We need to rebuke it in the Living Light Gospel Church. And at the end of my prayer, we are going to pray. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. We are going to say, God, we're not like the statue prayer. We are not like the statue prayer in the Queensland. We are crying revival. Revival cannot start in the statue prayer.
Yes, amen. Amen.
No. Imagine the day of a Pentecost. Jesus, before to go heaven, he told his disciples, remain here and pray. Remain in the unity pray. He said, stay with the people. 12 disciples. That the church was not a big church like this church. It was just a small church. He said, remain and pray. And then they were there constantly praying. I don't know how many years, but the Bible, they say, they keep in praying. Until the Holy Spirit came. Until the Holy Ghost came. When the Holy Spirit came, the prayer changed. The prayer changed. Others, they start to speak in tongues. Others, they start to speak. The language is not for their culture. But they start to preach. They start, you see, like a Pastor Papi, I'm a French speaker. Praise the Lord. But you wonder how I speak the beautiful English. Why? It's not my knowledge, it's the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. When I came here, I can't stand here to speak a good English before you. And then I thank God, that is a miracle of God that did in my life. I'm a French speaker. Praise the Lord. Because all my education was a French. 18 years, 19 years, in the school, as I was a young man, it was just a French. But you wonder now, I flow with the English. You know that is my knowledge? No. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. When you are with the Holy Spirit will use you, not the following by your education, but the following by the power of the Holy Ghost. And then nobody will intimidate you about the education. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that's direct you and they open the eyes to you to see the things nobody can see. And then you have confidence with him. Because he not gave us the spirit of a shame, the spirit of a fear. When you have the spirit of a fear, control your heart and control your mind. Something is wrong. That's why we are not a deliverer, but we need to pray. Amen. If God will give me opportunity, I will continue this session. And then I will ask him to the leadership to have 6 hours one Sunday night with you guys. Amen. That is, I ask it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Just to enter deeply about the prayer. If you are tired, 60, we shall do 1 hour after. You go to take some coffee. You come back again. no gym, no McDonald's, KKBC, whatever. No, but you sit 6 hours. You know one thing. Papa told me, Papi, where are you? On Friday night, I was in my work. I work as a social worker. You know what? I was in the office working. Papa called me. Where are you? I said, I'm on my work. He said, no, I need you on a Sunday to give the word of God. On a Sunday, as a social worker, we have a lot of money to work on a Sunday. No, I tell you the truth. I'm a social worker. We have a lot of money. My colleague, social worker, maybe they are here. They know these things. It's our secret. I cannot tell you my salary. Hallelujah. But you know, I stuck a little bit and said, oh my God, Sunday will be here. God, they say, no, you must go. Because what is there is more than your social worker, we demand than your salary. Hallelujah. And then we stuck with my leader to work on a Sunday. And then I wrote a letter. And then it was a surprise. Oh, I wrote a big letter and then I sent it to the headquarters. I said, no, I'm a servant. And then I needed to do the will of my Father. Hallelujah. But up now, they still love me. Praise the Lord. We need to value God. We are not the value God. We are not the value the prayer. You're not checking the time there? Sir? A little bit more? Thank you. Because I'm fear God. The Bible says, in the book of Luke 19, 11 to 14, I will not read, but the Holy Spirit will help me. That's why sometimes I'm not like to put the sermon down. I need to speak by the Holy Spirit just. But sometimes some people, they need teaching slowly. Hallelujah. But I love fire in the crusade, fire. But we, you and I, we in the fire. And the Bible says that there was a king who nominated one of a king to be the king. And then he gave them the pounds. He was having 10 pounds of silver. In those 10 pounds of silver, he gave 10 workers and then to go to multiply. And then say, I'm going, but I will come. And then to see whatever you have produced. You give me the feedback. Cut it shortly. When he came back, he asked them, each of you bring the benefits of what you did. The first one bring, he gave him one, he bring 10. He said, oh, you are a good servant. I give you to rule 10 provinces to be the boss of 10 provinces. The second one of 1 pound of silver, he bring, he say, master, this is the 5 I bring to you. He said, oh, you are really, really kind servant. As you bring it to 5, I give you 5 territory. You be the manager, boss of that place. Finally, the last one came. When the last one came, he kept just 1. He was like a statue. He was not wanted to produce to make more. He keep. Why? He say, master, I could not produce this all those things. Why? Because you are a hard man. You want to receive something is not yours. That's why I keep just one and then to give to you. The master say, your word has judged you. He said, take away the one he received and give it to the one who have it more. And then the manager said, no, king. The one who have it 10, he have it more. He said, yes. Remove the one the person he have. Give to the one who have 10. The kingdom of God is like that. What you are doing, you will reap it. The kingdom of God. Let me read. The crowd was listening to everything. Jesus said, and because he was nearing Jerusalem, he told them a story to correct the impression that the kingdom of God could begin right away. He said, an old man was called away to a distant empire to be crowned king and return. Before he left, he called together 10 of his servants and divided among them 10 pounds, saying, invest this for me while I am gone. But his people hated him. They refused him. He said, no, we not like him. Sometimes the people not like you, but your king love you. Praise the Lord. King, he love you. They said, no, we not like this. It's like this, like this, like this, like this. You know, if somebody not like you, he will never speak good of you. He will just look where you are weak. It's like that. It's like that. It's like that. That is the attitude, wrong attitude. Especially us, the pastors. Terrible. God will punish us, the pastor. God will punish. The pastor speak lies, not the truth. And then we say we're not to pray. We need to ask God for forgiveness. We're going to ask God to forgive us for what is coming to our mouth. This is the word of God. I stop here. I will continue it next time. If God will give me, keep it. I'm already stopped. We stand up. I can't tell you to pray, but we are going to pray. I can't tell you to pray, but you and I, we are going to pray. All of us, the prayer we are going to pray is that God, in my life, I'm not like the statue prayer. I denounce it today. Worship team, come. As we are going to sing this song to call the Spirit of God, we are going to sing this song, is a miracle of God. Not just sing that song because there is a name of a miracle inside. But enter, see miracle in your life. Where you are, feel free to stand. I can't force you to say, oh, why are you forcing me? Human right say is not a God to say. Human right is not a God. God is spirit. Amen. Give us a miracle. He's a miracle of God. And then when we sing that song, after that, we are going to pray. The prayer is, God, in Queensland, in all Australia, remove the spirit of a statue in the churches. Let the church flow by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let everybody to be convicted by the Spirit of a God and to obey the Spirit of a God. Lead us in this song, and then we are going to pray. And if you feel that that place should not be comfortable for you to pray, be free. We are going to remove all those things here. You can just pray. No pastor is going to pray for somebody. Nobody is going to pray for you. But feel free to come to pray, even where you are, but express any prayer as the Bible says. The spirit of statue, the spirit that the one does not want you to move forward. You know, the prayer is like a mountain. It's like a mountain. You know, you need to put to go. That is the prayer. The prayer is not the start. I pray, but to move forward. Our prayer is not a statue prayer. God told Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37. God told Ezekiel, in the valley there is a dry bones, and in that dry bones, I need you to speak life to those dry bones. Because the dry bones can't move. But you speak, you pray. The prayer is to speak. The prayer is to talk. If you can just say, that is okay. You feel cry, it's okay. You feel thrown down, it's okay. There's no judgmental of a prayer. But you need to change yourself. Lead us to the song before we enter to pray. Lead us. And then you also, you will pray. With your microphone, you will pray. You will pray, use your microphone. You will pray. You will pray. All the church instruments will pray. Even this keyboard will pray. Even the keyboard will pray. Even all those things will pray. The Bible says the hymn will pray. Even the chairs will pray to break the spirit of a statue in the church. We pray. Oh, somebody's
here and I know it's Jesus. Somebody's here and I know it's the Lord. Somebody's here and I know it's Jesus. Somebody's here and I know it's the Lord. He is mine.
Yes, Lord.
I am in.
Hallelujah.
Jesus in my heart.
Yeah.
Joy in my soul.
Hallelujah.
He is mine.
Yeah.